Welcome back to Second Take Movies, the podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I am your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me, as always, it's my co-host, Jake Twida.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's going.
A little calmer today.
Yeah, a little calmer. Just drinking an orange soda over here. Sparkling water.
There you go.
Just a little calmer.
A little calm.
Yeah.
That's not what this movie is.
Yeah, we watched The Pooper. Kinda, God. I don't know. It looks cool.
Yeah. Like, I was excited for this when it came out back in December.
I was too, and I forgot about it.
I was like, because Army of Darkness is probably, after Watchmen, my favorite Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah, that was money, dude. And this was his second full digital film after Army of the Dead, not Darkness. Darkness is, what's his butt? Sam Raimi.
Yes. Yeah. The story for this one.
There is one?
Yeah. When a peaceful settlement on the edge of a distant moon finds itself threatened by the armies of a tyrannical ruling force, a mysterious stranger living among its villagers becomes their best hope for survival.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean, that doesn't really get accomplished in this movie. I mean, all they do is collect the people. They don't.
I think I'm. Pat, you sent me a text. You're tired of people dying and then coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm tired of planned series movies where you have to watch three movies to get any payoff.
Yes.
Like, there's no payoff in this. There's no big fight scene. There's no.
Yeah.
Some of the fight stuff's cool, but.
And another thing I'm sick of is the director's cut.
Is there a director's cut of this?
There is one coming for this movie. So I'm guessing it's coming out, when people are hearing this, it's next week, but probably next week before it comes out. The second one comes out Friday.
But I'm going to tell you, it's not worth anything. It's not worth it.
Nope. No, it's like, it's obviously a marketing ploy by Netflix is what it is.
Yeah, because, well, they all know all the Snyder heads love a Snyderverse.
Yeah, and it's like,
Snyderverse and just.
There's a reason he went to Netflix. Like, just let him make the director's cut and release that. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get that, man.
Anyway. we'll get into all that. Owen Gleiberman of Variety, with our positive, in quotes, review, the most positive one. Rebel Moon, while eminently watchable, is a movie built so entirely out of spare parts that it may be, in the end, for Snyder cultists only.
Yeah, I mean, this movie has parts from his 300 sequel, Blood and Ashes. Yeah,
the unnecessary slow motion.
Ugh, so fast. I just went, this is stupid. This is so stupid. Just, oh, she's walking out the door. Slow motion it, guys.
Yeah, well, like, in the battle scene, I get, like, you want to, I understand the slow motion for, like, when she fires a shot or an explosion goes off. Like, sure, I'll cut you some slack on that. But her just stepping onto a platform, and you put that in slow motion?
It's not Batman.
No.
It's not Batman. Like, it's a person we don't care about.
Right. We don't know this person.
Oh, she's been there the whole time. We're going to do a sneaky surprise and let her slow-mo up. She'll get ya.
Yeah. David Ellerich from IndieWire with our negative review. It's hard to be even morbidly curious, let alone excited, about any future iterations or installments of a franchise so determined to remix a million things you've seen before into one thing you'll wish you'd never seen at all.
Yeah. Here's my review. This is what both of them should have been combined to. Man, it looks great. Sounds good. That's it. The music's great. It's Tom Holkenberg, Junkie XL.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he going by a different name now?
I think he's moving to his real name away from Junkie XL. Yeah. That used to be his DJ name. And then I think he just used it at first, but
this is more of a professional thing. He probably figured he should use his name.
Yeah. I mean, this movie even starts stupid. This movie starts and immediately I went, oh yeah, this is supposed to be Star Wars.
And before we even jump into the story and how we do that, I've mentioned before, either before we started or at the beginning of this, I don't remember, that my biggest problem with, what is this character's name? See, I don't even know her name. Cora.
It's Cora?
Yeah. She is such a static character to be a protagonist.
Yeah, it starts off, and the first time you see her, it's, oh, she knows more than she knows. Oh, she knows stuff. Oh, she does things. Guess what? The whole time.
Comparing this to Star Wars, Luke, we can't relate to anything she does. Luke, on the other hand, he's dreaming of wanting to get off planet, wanting to leave, wanting to go off and be somewhere. Yeah,
bang some nematodes, right?
Yeah. But he keeps getting dragged back to the old farmhouse and stuck doing that. And then one of the most iconic shots in all of cinema, and probably
looking at the
Star Wars.
Movie. Yeah,
it tells you way more about him when in that moment than you get from this woman. She's Obi-Wan in this.
Yeah, she is.
Like that. Usually, your secondary characters are kind of static, like Obi-Wan. Like he's the mysterious stranger on that world.
Yeah.
So I say make her the guy that's in love with her, make him the protagonist. And if you're bothered by him being a man, it can be a woman and they don't have to be in love.
Oh, yeah. Even like the way this movie ends, that guy has kind of an arc. He saves everybody. Yeah. Focus on him, not this beige.
And then, like, at the beginning, have him kind of stand up to the people. And then we see her in the background, like this mysterious character who knows more than we do, and then once the Empire comes to attack, then she can step up and be like, hey, I know
her. Yeah, her little first blow up, her first fight scene's great, besides the slow.
Oh, yeah, like the action and everything else, like visually about this movie, is awesome.
Yeah, story sucks.
Story is straight garbage, but anyway, that was my soapbox moment of the episode.
I mean, it's a Snyder written screenplay. I just thought the guy shouldn't write his own stuff. I mean,
no, absolutely not.
And I think everyone that wrote stuff with him, I know one of them is a John Wick writer.
Yeah, one of them was his college roommate. Hatton. Yeah.
Yeah, Kurt. The Kurt guy. I can't pronounce his last name. Because he did John 300, Stan. Atomic Blonde. Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah.
So Atomic Blonde isn't Snyder. I thought it was.
No, that's David Leitch.
Yeah. Never seen that movie.
Who is probably the best action director working right now.
I mean, Bullet Train, John Wick.
I'm excited to see Fall Guy.
Yeah, it looks great. You said the F word. I'm excited for Fallout that comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. So comes out a day. Like they always say it comes out a day, and then they're always like, oh, comes out a day early. Make up your mind, Amazon.
Yeah, I wish I didn't take a new job and was still not working right now. And could just sit there and
I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, I made the mistake and I was like, Logan, do you think you'd want to watch this? And she's like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'm like, crap. That means I can't just you go to sleep. I'll stay up and watch it and not sleep. Great.
Right.
But
so
now back to this turd. You start off with a daggum Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Basically. It opens with narration from Anthony Hopkins.
Right.
Who's playing,
also that robot.
Yeah, he's like a mysterious old robot that plays a bigger part in the second part, I think. But
the robot.
Yeah, he's the narrator, I guess, of this movie.
Oh my god, I don't know.
But there's basically a main world where this empire lives, and then they've conquered the rest of the world, and so they've on their way to find some rebels that we meet later. They end up on the planet of Velt, where these people are just humble farmers and basically Vikings.
Yeah.
Because they've got long houses and beards.
And these guys represent the Slain King, which, heck? This is just a bunch of Zack Snyder fodder. Like,
yeah,
can we just see the action?
I'll give you points for trying to create an original story, even though it's not that original. It's original in names.
I mean, it's Seven Samurai and the Hidden Fortress. That's all it is. I mean, it's Star Wars too, though. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. Like, again, this was his pitch to Disney when Disney bought Star Wars for a Star Wars movie. And
I think they should have taken it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but they would have never let him do what he does.
Probably not.
No.
No.
And yeah, so Empire shows up and they want food.
Yeah, and you get a subplot of there's a guy that's been selling their surplus to the Empire's enemies.
Yes.
And is that why he kills the village head? I couldn't follow that.
I think so, because like he's trying to hide that fact, and the other guy wants to negotiate with him, and then so the admiral just assumes they're lying to him, so he kills the head.
With a daggum staff, like a walking stick.
Yeah. What a waste of Charlie Hunnam as well. I mean, we haven't even got to that, but
that's what I was about to say. I mean, look, let's go ahead and you get in between now and then, you get to see her do a sweet action scene where she kills everybody.
And again, that's another thing with this movie. Instead of like telling me everything about her character, let's have a moment. Yeah, let's have a moment to maybe where she hears that commotion going on and sees it, and then she's so like, I don't want to get involved with anything, that she walks away from it. And then she probably gets brought into it because they think they can victimize her too. And then she kills everybody because she has to. And she's not necessarily the hero. But
I don't see this girl as being a hero at all.
Mm-mm. She's supposed to be, but not.
Yeah. You also get the dumb robot scene where what happened to the does he stay with them, the defect soldier who wakes up the robot? Or does he disappear all of a sudden?
The one soldier that
was good?
Yeah. Who knows? I guess he's still there.
Yeah, well, that robot kills someone finally. Breaks protocol. Shoots that boy.
Yeah.
Nothing happens in this movie right here. It's just a bunch of expositional bullcrap.
Yeah, like they basically, they tell, in the middle of it, they just show and tell you. Like, she's narrating her backstory while they're showing it.
That's one of my least favorite things in the world right now.
It's like, you're showing me everything. I can pick up you could have had that whole sequence with like no audio and no dialogue. Because guess what? This is a visual medium and I can see what's happening.
They do get the deadline of you have whatever, how many months we'll come back. So who cares?
Months,
they all die. They all get killed. So, yeah. And also, this is going to be very questionable, but like, it's like, man, why does everyone have to want to rape everybody? Come on.
It's a save the cat moment, you know?
Yeah.
But instead of save the cat
in a tree,
it's save the rape victim, basically.
I was like, as soon as I saw them talking to that girl, I went, well, they're going to rape her. It's coming. They're going to rape that girl.
But this is a PG-13 movie, so not really.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Ray Fisher is in this movie, by the way.
Yeah, and he gets killed.
Yeah, he does. Okay, no, I knew Ray Fisher. Sorry, I just saw the name when I was looking for the rating.
That was another reason I was excited to see this, because I was like, Ray Fisher, good for him, got a part after dealing with all that crap with WB, and then his buddy Zack Snyder kills him.
Oh, don't worry. He'll come back.
He's coming back because him and Charlie Hunnam are credited in the second movie.
He's coming back as an android or a cyborg.
I'm sure they are. And I'll be sick of it.
So the villagers have decided that they're going to help them because they're probably good people. But because of her killing everybody, no, we're going to have to fight now.
Mm-hmm.
So she agrees to go to another town, which is called like Providence or something.
And the guy that's in love with her, his name is Gunner.
Gunner.
And you know, in the same way as the Magnificent Seven, him and her travel to another town to find someone who's going to take them to a general that she knew that used to work for the Empire.
And instead, we get Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam, who's pretty good this role.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't in it enough.
I don't know if his Irish accent is up to snuff, but...
I don't know why they made him Irish.
Yeah, just make him let use him be his British. Regular accent. I don't...
Yeah. Just...
It infuriates me.
I sat there and paused it and went, Charlie Hunnam's not Irish. He's British. Like, he's proper British.
Recently, I was watching The Beekeeper the other night, you know, with Jason Statham, which is a pretty good movie.
I've watched the recap. I need to watch the movie because it looks awesome.
I don't know what accent he's going for. I don't know if he's Jason Statham, and I don't know if he's trying to do American.
That's a million-dollar question, and it's a lot like this movie of what were you going for, really?
You don't watch a Jason Statham movie for his acting choices.
No, you watch it for that delicious shiny cue ball.
Because he knows what he's doing with action sequences, and that's perfectly fine to make a career out of that.
I love Jason Statham, by the way.
He's so great.
He has some garbage movies. They are so awesome, though. I could care less.
Like his Hobbs and Shaw movie in the Fast and Furious franchise.
It's just fun.
It's fun, dude.
That's what the Fast and Furious should be. All this, like, it's 100% they went, oh, Vin Diesel's not involved. We're going to have a good time.
We're
going to
have fun. We got a competent director, and Vin Diesel didn't run him off. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. I've seen parts of that, and I know the whole, but
it is absolutely dumb. It is a dumb story, but I'm having a blast. Anyway.
But yeah, so Charlie Hunnam is this guy who knows people.
Yeah.
Never say what he is, AKA, you know he's going to turn on him, right?
He's a bounty hunter or a smuggler. He's Han Solo.
He's just a smuggler scoundrel. That's it.
Who does not have the arc of Han Solo.
He has no arc.
Yeah. Just like everyone
Same
else.
Thing. Just... Yeah, scuzzy at the start, scuzzy at the end.
Yeah.
And we don't know if he died, because they don't really show it. But
I mean, they show, like, hit that guy shooting that pin into him, but...
Never saw the...
The thing go through, so...
That's the weirdest thing I've ever done. I don't really recall what else. Gunner has met with these people before, but... What is his name? Titus.
General Titus, played by Jimon Hounsou.
They want to find General Titus.
Yep.
So instead, he takes them somewhere else first. That they go to, like, one or two other places.
Because he suggests, like, oh, well, you're going to need some more help. So, like, I know a guy. And he it's revealed later that he did that in a guise to... collect all these bounties all at once.
Yeah. And that made more sense because, like, this is stupid. What are they doing? Like,
because it's a bunch of
knows these people. No way.
A bunch of pointless scenes of people being really good at what they do for no reason.
You know what this should have been? This should have been a TV show.
Yes.
Or it should have been a YouTube series. And just to make it even dumber than that.
And each episode can be, let's collect a person. And it'd be like an anthology series where we see them, we follow that character, and then at the end, Cora and the crew show up and recruit them.
Yep, because this feels like seven different movies.
Yep.
Parts. And it's like, this is interesting, but...
Because we're thrown in the middle of these stories that we have no context for and we don't care about.
I mean, you get a really weird... The guy that they get is Tarak, whatever. He's a prince, you find out later, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a prince of something. It's a throwaway line, and it's like,
The guy that trains the griffin?
The worst animated looking.
God, dude.
It was so bad. That's the only bad effects I saw.
Yeah.
The Bosphilus. I can't remember what they called it.
It's a griffin.
It's so stupid.
He even bows to it like Harry Potter.
Yeah. But don't worry. Hey, guess what? He tames it, and we got slow-mo he's taming it. Don't worry.
We waste 10 minutes of a movie where these people are in danger to show a guy that's really good at taming animals. And guess what? He's really good at it, so he does it. And then the slave owner that had him in prison gets killed at the end, and then they fly off.
Who do they pick up next? Do they pick up
her name is Nemesis, the samurai lady.
Yeah, who killed Jenna Maloney. Baloney.
Legally distinct, not lightsabers.
Yeah, I died as soon as I saw the things came out. I went, yep, all right, you did it. You uh-huh. did it.
Legally distinct, Disney, not lightsabers. They're swords.
Jason Statham, I do have it in my notes, was supposed to be Noble.
Okay, cool.
Should have been. Make yeah. it.
Like the, which one's Noble?
Noble is the villain.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Atticus Noble, the admiral.
Let me tell you, you're going to give me your crops, all right? And you're going to feed my men, all right?
Fuck, he didn't do it. I can't do it. Just...
What makes you think I risk my life for you?
I'm bold. That's not. Oh, Crikey, I'm bold. Is that a good one? Crikey, Crikey. Yeah. Man. Yeah, well, guess what? She kills a spider. Who cares? It looks cool.
Really great creature design that, again, is only in the movie for 10 minutes.
There's so much wasted stuff. Just.
And, you know, we're shitting all over this movie, but you watch the interviews with this cast and with Zack Snyder, and they had a good time. Like,
yeah. I had a good time watching it. Wasn't because of the story.
Everybody that works with Zack Snyder enjoys working with him.
Yeah, they all have fun. Everybody. Yeah.
He doesn't make a good movie, but...
No.
But,
no, he can make some flips and some flops.
He got some people a job and two movies, so... More power to him. That's what I say.
So they... At this point, they go to the Gladiator Arena because they want to get the General Titus.
We finally go to the Gladiator Arena.
Dude, that was the dumbest. Like, there's nothing. The guy does nothing the whole movie.
All that happens is they shave his beard and clean him up.
Oh, they stop. They stop cleaning him to talk to him.
Yeah,
we're not going to finish cleaning you until you agree, buddy. Okay. It's like, oh my God, this is so ridiculous.
And then we move on to Ray Fisher and his sister as the rebel leaders who...
The blood axes.
Gunner had sold grain to earlier. And that's... Is that kind of how... Was the implication supposed to be that that's how the Empire found that planet?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because those rebels had stopped there and bought some grain.
Yep.
And
it's like, why would the rebels stop here on this place? So...
At first they don't care about it. They don't want anything to, and then they're like, "Well, it's because of you that blah, 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 so you need to come defend us." And then
Ray Fisher joins in, but his sister Devra is like, "I'll show up in part three. I'll be good."
Yeah, I'm gonna be part of the seven in part two. So, because you're gonna die at the end of this.
I do have to point out that was not a Death Star firing. That happened onto that planet. That was just impacts. You know, we're blowing the planet up. We have a Star Destroyer, but
yeah,
not at all related. We made it a little bit different. Who is Kai? Yeah, Kai is Charlie Hunnam's character's name.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But you get the like. So they leave. They're all there. The crew's mm-hmm. there. You get the exposition from him of like, man, this quest has really changed my life. I'm never going to be a bad boy again, but I got to drop off one more shipment we've never talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all have been on this ship. You know, I mean, I guess they're in those boxes where they pop up and catch them, which I think are pretty sweet. That was cool.
Yeah.
But they fly to some trading post that is just somewhere in the sky. And, ooh, guess what? Gotcha. You are a traitor.
You're all traitors, and now you're all trapped in the in this bounty hunter thing.
This is so stupid. You get the most unimpressive fight scene I've ever seen in my life right here. What's even worse is this is a 2-hour movie. We're almost at the end of the movie talking about it. There's nothing to talk about in this movie.
Because there's nothing happens.
No. I mean, it, like I said, it's...
The only action scene...
Make a lot of parts.
The only two action scenes are flashbacks.
Yeah. And I think this had a... I think they did part one and two at the same time.
They
had a shared budget.
They did, yeah.
But they knew, like, we're going to let it die here. It's cool. But, oh, man.
But we do get one big action scene at the end at some shipyard where they, you know, escape their bounty hunter straps, whatever they're strapped to. I don't know. It's a little thing where they can slip a gun into the back and paralyze you.
Who's the X-Men person from last week? It's the person that created the Motendo. Oh my gosh, where is this? Everyone will sit patiently while I waste my life away making a reference that is going to make no sense at all. Sorry, I'm making your life. Oh, it's Mojo.
Oh, yeah. Like the skinny Mojo.
Yeah. That all these suits just like look like Mojo's wheelchair thing to me. That's all I kept thinking the whole time. I'm like, okay, cool. But see, I told you that reference look was worth nothing. So they're all stuck in there. For some reason, they get Gunner to kill her. It's like you're giving this guy a gun.
Yeah, the gun that can unlock the device as well.
What's the... I don't... This will be very impactful. Well, does it make logical sense? No, but it's impactful emotionally. Like, this is ridiculous. This is just dumb writing. But apparently he kills Charlie Hunnam. Like we said before, we never see it.
Yeah. Supposedly, if you're watching the video portion, big air quotes on this.
Yeah. You know what? I'll rabbit ear him too from the side.
Because it's Charlie Hunnam and why?
Yeah, I don't know why they would. When he came, I didn't know. I couldn't remember who was in this at all. But when he came on, I went, yes, someone I know that's rad. Perfect. And
So, big explosion, big fight scene. They kill, they kill Atticus Noble.
But he's a robot, so don't worry.
Is he a robot?
I don't know, dude. They got like, he's got mechanical ports up his butt and stuff. Man.
Yeah, because he had those little plug-in things, and then he has pseudo-sex with a squid.
That scene was, that's when I went, this is too much Snyder.
Yeah.
That was where I broke.
We've hit the wall.
Yeah. It was just weird, man. Yeah. But she kills him. They go back. You get a final thing of whoever these people are, which I kind of like the end scene. All the people with the masks that are looking like priests, there's people in them. Like you actually see a face. And it's like, oh, they're not aliens or something. It's people. Cool. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, they wake him up.
And he has a digital conversation.
After he speaks to some dude in the sky world.
Well, that's Korra's adopted father. You know that story she told of that general that took her? That's
talking
who that
about
was.
Balthazar?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be the slain king.
Okay. That's what I was thinking too.
And the Dread Pirate Roberts is the actual king. Or is the king that she references that she was the bodyguard for earlier? Which it took me until like his second scene to realize that that's who that was.
I didn't until you just said it. So
yeah,
nope, had no idea.
Once that scene where he has that big bushy beard and he's talking to her.
Yep.
I was like, oh, that's him.
I would not have known it if you didn't say it.
I can't remember the actor's name, but.
I'm looking at the wrong person. This guy's
Cary Ellis.
That's it.
The King is his character's name. So,
That's it. This thing ends.
Yeah, and they
bring me my daughter. Don't hurt her. And that's
bring
me
my daughter because I want to kill her. And you're back to life, Atticus Noble, because death doesn't exist in this universe. Because
I gotta ask an important question. Are we doing part two next week?
I wasn't planning on it.
All right, sweet, because I did not want to do it.
maybe later.
When part three's coming out. Maybe. This movie, for me, this gets a 5.2.
God, I'd go lower. Yeah, I give it a 3.5.
I give it a 5 for the visuals and the audio, and a 0.2 for everything else. But a little bit of a stinker smell on it for sure.
Because it's all set up,
and I hate it. I mean, like, at least like you can watch the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing felt like set up before that,
right?
I don't feel like the Avengers was a setup.
No,
granted, like you had part one, part two of Endgame, but that's. It's a little different.
I mean, everybody
still had a real movie, you know.
Those were announced as part one and two, so people like expected it going in, even though they retitled both of those.
Yeah, there's just nothing of anything happens.
But with that part one and two, you had 10 years of buildup.
True.
That people were invested in. This is just one movie.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
No.
So, again, it's another short one this week.
Oh, we gotta. Well, next week, if I'm remembering correctly, we'll have some sustenance back. So,
yeah, we got some Adam Sandler movies coming.
I mean, you can't go wrong with old Addy. Good old Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
we have to wear our scummiest t-shirts and basketball shorts while we do it. Because that's how he walks around everywhere in real life.
It's true, yeah. So, like the longest basketball shorts you've ever seen.
Dude, he's already always ready to ball.
Yeah, he just shows up in places and starts playing basketball.
Yeah, he's a champ. He's a hero. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? X-Men 97.
I need to watch today. I haven't seen it yet.
Bad Batch. I'm waiting for Shogun to finish before I get back into that.
I'm waiting for it to finish before I start it.
Because there's so much out right now that's week to week. Yeah. I was in the middle of Invincible. God, that was good.
I need to pick that. I think I'm going to wait until that's done completely. Too.
Oh, it's done. It finished last week.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, never mind. I need to pick it back up.
Not a big fan of the finale, but the season was good.
That sucks. Is there going to be more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it had to be.
What else? I started to watch Leon the Professional Monday night.
How do you feel about it?
I couldn't finish it.
I've tried to start it like twice.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not in the headspace for this.
I can't.
I'm like, I want to like this. But
I couldn't concentrate on it.
Yeah. It's hard. I know it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
Gary Oldman plays a psycho.
Say no more. The guy from Mission Impossible You Can't Trust is in it.
Yeah. But
that's a tough movie.
Yeah. What about you? What you?
Man, not much. Oh, wait, you saw Monkey Man too, didn't you?
I haven't yet, no.
You haven't yet? Okay. I thought you did. I was going to go last week, but I ran out of time so fast. There's been a lot of things where I'm like, I want to go see that and go, but need more time. Like Ungentlemanly, whatever. Guy Ritchie's new movie comes out.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
There we go. I've been watching more trash TV, you know?
Of course.
Below Deck. Again, that's the reality show of a cruise ship, and it's great. Or a yacht, sorry.
Gotcha.
And you get the scummiest rich people. It is wild. Other than that, I've been playing a really nerdy game on the Switch.
There you go.
It's better to be a co-op one, but it's like restaurant management. It's called Plate Up. It is stressful. Like, it's a puzzle game, essentially. But, God, man, it really stresses you out, but...
It's basically like what's that move that cook?
Overcooked.
Overcooked, yeah.
Yeah, same deal, except you're in charge of like setting up where people sit, how many things you cook at. It's like another section to Overcooked, but it's the same thing, same concept. I think I'm just saving all my time to watch Fallout, and that's it. Go. So, pretty boring.
Well, really short one this week.
This movie, just talking about it makes me yawn.
Yeah. It just made me so, for some reason, it just made me so mad. Like,
oh, yeah, it could have been so much better. It was like, you had budget.
I guess
you
it's because of the potential, and I know what Zack Snyder can do with a good script. He just
it just
doesn't need to write
so much
it. Because Army of Darkness was so good.
Yeah, and that, and like, I don't know if he was just mad at the world when he did it.
I think
maybe
he
that's
was.
Why it was so good, but God, yeah, that movie, it blew me away. Just
Dave Bautista is the best, dude.
I watched the beginning of Blade Runner 2049.
Oh yeah.
Again. Golly, I forgot he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how good he is. It's like, oh, that is Dave Bautista. Holy cow.
He's the best wrestler turned actor.
I agree all the way. Because he's not hokey.
Mm-mm.
Actually, yeah.
And he's not as concerned with his image as The Rock is.
Yeah, The Rock's got an ego problem. I don't think Bautista does at all.
And John Cena's just a great comedian, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't like John Cena, but I like him as an actor, if that makes sense.
I know what
but
you're
the saying.
Guy. Like, that's how Rowdy. I feel about Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. Fantastic actor.
The person Tom Cruise? No, thank you.
So for the next 20 minutes, let me tell you a little thing called a Scientology.
No, thank you.
No, Rowdy Piper's the greatest wrestler to become a movie person. Let's just... You ever watch They Live?
No.
Oh, dude, you need to... At some point in time, we need to hit some John Carpenter crap.
Like Big Trouble, Little China and...
Big Trouble, Little China, They Live. We did Escape from New York.
Did he?
No, we did Escape from L.A.
No, we haven't Didn't done we? Either of those.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm really blacking out here then. So, yeah, there's a gold mine there, buddy. You will...
That was John Carpenter? Was Escape from New York in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, man. Okay. Snake Plissken. It's got his music and all. It's grand.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll consider that. But if you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that to secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at Instagram, Second Take Movies. Jake, you got anything to close us out with?
Bing bong, poop your pants.
Bing bong, poop your pants. We'll be back with an Adam Sandler movie next week. I don't know which one yet, but...
Yeah, shiggity pool.
We'll see. So we'll see you next week.